Yes, all proposed and final regulations coming from the executive branch. That's what it applies to.
And so what is the problem? Is that the rules just delve right into the rule itself without telling what the agency is really trying to accomplish?
I'd say the number one shared concern that we've heard over the last years, and this goes back across many different administrations, is that rules are often long and complex. Sometimes they're well over 1,000 pages. And to figure out exactly what they're doing and what the public is supposed to respond to, both in the comment period when there's a proposed rule and if a rule is finalized, what they're supposed to do in response is often a lot of work. And this compromises open government, makes it hard for people to say, hey, you're not quite going in the right direction on this rule, you should fix it. And it makes also compliance more costly and difficult. So what we're doing, it seems like a simple, small step, but I think it's a quite big deal, is to say for every complicated or long rule, there has to be a straightforward executive summary right up front so people will know what to respond to when they're commenting and so people will know what to do once a rule is finalized.
When I think of, you know, interested parties in the rulemaking process, I think of business, I think of interest groups who tend to have their own lawyers who can dig through complex regulations themselves. Do you have in your mind exactly who the target audience is here for the executive summary version here? Is who the expanded audience in the participatory rulemaking process is?
Definitely. So one thing we've tried to do over the last 3 years is to make sure that the rulemaking process isn't esoteric and just limited to people who are, you know, experts or well-experienced in rulemaking. So ordinary citizens who are either potentially benefited or potentially burdened by a rule, small business in the case of burden, maybe people who are interested in the environment or in public safety in terms of potential benefit, that they have a clear sense of what the rule is, what the big choices are, and so they can comment and participate too. Having said that, we're greatly interested in ensuring that state and local governments in this economically difficult time get a clear sense of what the rules are trying to do and can help us if the rules are going off the rails, and also get a sense from businesses large and small if a rule is maybe misdirected or not promoting its intended purpose.
We're speaking with Cass Sunstein, the administrator of the Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs in the White House. And what took so long to get to this point? Because rules have been obtuse for decades.
Yeah, well, there have been many efforts by past presidents, both Democratic and Republican, to make things better. And in some respects, things have been getting better over the last years with responses to public concerns. The president, as you say, almost exactly a year ago, issued a quite historic executive order. It's short and simple and straightforward and to the point. It's only a few pages, one of whose principal goals has been to make things more accessible and easy to understand. And in some ways, quietly, since the president issued this executive order, we've been working very, very hard, all of us within the executive branch, to try to make the rulemaking process more open and more subject to public input, and also to make sure that the rules, when they're finalized, aren't producing unintended problems for the American people.
As I read the memo here, it applies to new proposed rules and final rules. Has there been any thought given to doing this retrospectively, maybe going back into existing rules in the Code of Federal Regulations and doing executive summaries for even just the most important rules?
It's a great question. As you may know, one of the most important parts of the president's executive order from last year is exactly in the direction you're signaling. That is to go through the entire stock of existing significant rules and to try to figure out whether they make sense and to streamline and repeal them if that's what's justified. And we've actually done that. We have 500 reform proposals on the agency plans, and a number of which have already been implemented. It is part of our goal in the streamlining and retrospective review process to try to make that process itself as open to the public as possible. And you're quite right that to take this on board, this idea of clarity and simple summaries, would be a useful part of that process, that we haven't formalized that as yet.
Now, will OIRA issue a sample or some kind of a template to say, here's what it should sound like, and using a real rule as an example?
What we did for the very recent action was to include a template with the actually half-page memorandum. We wanted not to violate our own instruction, to be clear and simple and brief. And as part of that document, we had about a third of a page, which actually does have a template. It doesn't have an example, but it does have the core ingredients, which just include three things: state the purpose of the regulatory action, what the need for it is, and how it's going to meet that need. That's number one. Second, summarize separately each major provision of the regulatory action in question. That's crucial because the public often sees a kind of general or overview and doesn't have a summary of each of the major provisions. And third, something that picks up on clear instruction in the president's executive order, a table summarizing both costs and benefits so people can see that immediately.
We in the media have the job frequently of taking complex subjects, spoiling them down into summaries. A lot of people would probably argue we don't always do it that well, but my point is it's difficult a lot of times. Is there anything you can say to agencies, or are you planning to give any training that would help them come up with effective summaries that communicate the purpose of the rule that they're making without watering it down so much that it's meaningless?
Yes. Well, our first step will be really working with agencies. Starting actually immediately, the most important sentence in a way of the recent guidance says this guidance is effective immediately. So we're working now, that is today, with the agencies on rules under review to make sure these executive summaries are in place. And one thing we found in the last few days even that is really helpful is to say to agencies, what are the five or six key provisions of a rule, if there are five or six? List them up front, have an italicized or bolded section which tells the public what it is, and let everyone see those five or six things. Then you don't get lost in the detail of what is, in one recent case, a 1,700-page regulation. You have something that completely orients you right from the beginning.
And when you look at a 1,700-page regulation as the administrator of OIRA, do you ever say, why are we issuing 1,700 pages? What is so complicated in modern life that requires 1,700 pages?
Yes, I always say that. And OIRA is constantly concerned about excessive pagination in the Federal Register. Sometimes the response is for a 1,700-page rule that the agency is working really hard. In the case I have in mind, it's a final rule to respond to public comments. And if you have a rule that is important and detailed and expensive and high benefits too, you want to make sure you cover the concerns and objections of the public and signal to them, and this is a great guarantee of accountability, in each case where the public comments have generated a change, and if they haven't generated a change, why not? But that is of specialized interest rather than of general interest, and the executive summary up front is an attempt to distract attention from something which for people who aren't specialists is just a necessary detail.